Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in green and up sharply. The only ones that aren't is oats and, of course, corn, which is just being dragged with the wheat and the beans. Talk of Chinese buying for wheat, milling wheat, coming out of Australia or the U.S. is supporting wheat today. And beans are being supported with more talk of demand for soybean oil and, of course, also feeling that the export commitments that we have made thus far for the first full quarter of the new marketing year is exceeding the whole year estimate by the USDA. And so this has the market on a push. Also, the soybean oil remains record short with the funds, and that, too, is bullish for that market. So as this demand hits that market, it's going to put pressure on the soybean oil shorts to find the door. And, of course, rumor is that it's both China and India in the market buying, and that may well be true. Now, India does have a growing middle class, but they also had very late monsoonal rains this year. And it may be just that their crop didn't turn out quite as good as they had hoped. And if that is the case, that would mean or portend a drop-off of exports of soy meal that would most likely make their way into China. Therefore, ultimately, China may have to come to the U.S. for soy meal as well. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.